Coming up, Polonia Today, a radio program in English on Polish topics with producer and host Debbie Majka.
Good afternoon and dzień dobry. I'm Debbie Majka, producer and host of Polonia Today. And today is Sunday, April 21st. And as always, Chopin's concert Rondo Krakowiak welcomes you to the multicultural voice of the greater Delaware Valley, WWDB 860 AM, and another edition of Polonia Today, a Polish program in English, which includes news from Poland, the Cultural Corner, events in the Greater Delaware Valley Polish-American community, and in every program a variety of Polish music, classical, polkas and oberecks, folk songs, popular music, and oldies too. So let's begin musically with Eleni and Tylko w Twoich dłoni, only in your arms.
Choć nigdy ode mnie za daleko, za siódmą górę albo las, jestem dla ciebie gwiazdą na niebie, na zimę, wiosnę, lato, jesień. Tylko w twoich dłoniach jestem jak melodia, tylko w twoich rękach jestem jak piosenka. Tylko w twoim kręgu umiem żyć bez lęku, tylko w twej miłości nie brak mi radosnych dni. Nie traćmy dni na gorzkie słowa, nie wyliczajmy sobie drobnych wad. Miłością lepiej nie żartować, bo tylko ona uzasadnia świat. Nie traćmy czasu na żal i ciche wojny, skoro żyjemy tylko raz. Bądźmy dla siebie ziemią i niebem, na zimę, wiosnę, lato, jesień.
And in the news, Canada plans to allocate $1.6 billion Canadian dollars, that's $1.2 billion U.S. dollars, for military assistance to Ukraine over the next 5 years. Under Canada's draft budget for 2024, Ottawa aims to provide Kyiv with $1.6 billion Canadian dollars worth of lethal and non-lethal military assistance during the next 5 years, starting in 2024, the Ukrainian state news agency reported. This multi-year pledge is expected to provide predictability for Ukraine and the Canadian defense industry, according to a proposal submitted to the Canadian Parliament. Since the beginning of Russia's invasion in February 2022, Canada has committed over $14 billion Canadian dollars, that's $10.7 billion U.S. dollars, in aid to Ukraine, including over $4 billion Canadian dollars in military assistance. Canada plans to start delivering 450 Sky Ranger multi-purpose unmanned aerial vehicles to Ukraine this summer. Russia invaded Ukraine on February 24, 2022, starting the largest armed conflict in Europe since World War II. Last Wednesday is day 784 of Russia's war on Ukraine. And before we get to the lighter side of the news, let's have a word from the sponsors who help to bring you Polonia Today. Let the Associated Polish Home, conveniently located at 9150 Academy Road, just off I-95 in Northeast Philadelphia, make your life a whole lot easier. Looking for an elegant yet affordable space for your wedding reception, or maybe a special birthday, first communion, or graduation party? Plan your special event in the spacious Belvedere Ballroom, the intimate Vistula Lounge, or maybe an outdoor event in the shady Picnic Grove. Expert catering, full-service bar, professional hardwood dance floor and stage, safe off-street parking. Polish Home has it all. For pricing, availability, or to view the space, email polishhomerental@gmail.com. I repeat, polishhomerental@gmail.com.
Beacon Bridge Wealth Partners exists to help you plan to live well. You may have questions like, how long will my money last? How will I manage changing my health care needs? What purposes can my wealth serve? Our mission is to provide you with holistic guidance that will help make confident decisions, avoid costly mistakes, and achieve meaningful impacts. Connect with us at beaconbridgewealth.com.
And on the lighter side, Poland's Prime Minister Donald Tusk has been named among the world's 100 most influential people this year by Time magazine. Tusk's Time profile, written by European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, says that the Polish leader, a former top European Union official, has answered two questions that could be not more topical. How can we beat populists? How can we stop the erosion of democracy and the rule of law? As a young student, Tusk became an activist in Poland's underground solidarity social movement, von der Leyen wrote in her profile of the Polish politician. When the Iron Curtain collapsed, he became one of the first leaders of the young Polish democracy, she said. Von der Leyen added, throughout his public service, as a party founder, as prime minister, and then as president of the European Council, Tusk has never stopped believing in the supremacy of democracy. The EU chief's executive continued, after former fellow campaigners against the communist regime in Poland took over the country's government in 2015 and began to undermine the rule of law and Poland's ties with the European Union, he took on the challenge. In 2021, he once again became the leader of the party he had founded in 2001. And in 2023, he won back the government of his home country in a fair and democratic contest. She described Tusk as a political marathon runner who has taught us all that it is never too late and worth every effort to stand up for our democracy. And that concludes the news from Poland. Stay tuned for the Cultural Corner and the Philly Scene after we hear from the sponsors who helped to bring you Polonia Today. Remember to support the sponsors who support Polonia Today. Spring has sprung, so spring on over to the Associated Polish Home for the Spring Fling Polka Party with the TKO Band from Baltimore, Sunday, May 19th from 3 to 7 p.m. The best Polish kitchen in Philly, fully stocked bar, great music with polkas, waltzes, oberki, and swing, and polka lessons too. For reservations, phone John Wisniewski, 215-906-1825. I repeat, 215-906-1825. See you at the Associated Polish Home, Sunday, May 19th. Every meal becomes a feast with provisions from Cherv Brothers, the Kielbasy Boys. Kielbasa prepared in brick oven smokehouses, homemade pierogi, bacon, krakowska, and many varieties of sausage. Cherv Brothers, 3370 Tilton Street, Port Richmond, 215-423-1707. Monday through Saturday, stop by. John Cherv always welcomes you with a smile and high-quality, delicious polska kielbasa. 215-423-1707.
Hi.
Hi, this is Debbie Mica, and you're tuned to the Cultural Corner of Polonia Today, here at the Multicultural Voice of the Greater Delaware Valley, WWDB 860 AM. And today we note the following anniversary dates and historical figures in our Polish heritage calendar. April 7th, 1890, born in Kielce, the painter Adam Sticka, son of renowned painter Jan Sticka and brother artist Tadeusz Tadej. He completed his formal education at the French Academy of Fine Arts and painted closely under the tutelage of his father. Adam served in the French artillery during World War I and was decorated with a Cross of Merit. He also received special assistance from the French government to visit the French colonies in northern Africa. As a result of these annual journeys, he developed an entire genre of Middle Eastern and Oriental themes. His exquisite ability of captivating and conveying faithfully the vibrating colors of the hot Sahara of northern Africa, colors which were harmoniously blended together, made him a master without comparison, and earned him the title Master of Sunlight. And we'll pause here for Tulia and Uciekaj moje serce, Beware my heart.
Gdzieś w hotelowym korytarzu krótka chwila. Plecione ręce gdzieś na plaży, oczu błysk. Wysłany w biegu krótki list, sto krotka śniego, dobra myśl. To wciąż za mało moje serce, żeby żyć. Uciekaj skoro świt, bo potem będzie wstyd i nie wybaczy nikt chłodu ust twych. Deszczowe wtorki, które przyjdą po niedzielach, kropelka żalu, jesteś ty. Nieprawda, że tak miało być, że warto w byle pustkę iść. To wciąż za mało moje serce, żeby żyć. Uciekaj skoro świt, czy nikt chłodu ust, braku słów. Uciekaj skoro świt, bo potem będzie wstyd i nie wybaczy nikt chłodu ust.
And we're continuing in the Cultural Corner of Polonia today. April 8, 1943, 4,321 corpses of Polish officers were disinterred by the Germans in the Katyn Forest on the banks of the Dnieper near Smolensk. Most had their hands tied behind their backs, and each had a German bullet in the base of his skull. Many had decipherable documents in their pockets. There was no doubt who they were. The Nazis claimed they had been killed by the Soviets in April 1940. The Soviets claimed that the Poles had been killed by the Nazis in the winter of 1941. This explanation was dropped when someone pointed out that the victims were wearing their summer uniforms. Soviet guilt had been established. The Katyn massacre is the only, quote, Nazi war crime, unquote, on Soviet territory which the Soviets never mention. In Polish eyes, this one crime has become the symbol for countless other unrecorded atrocities committed by the Soviet Union against the Polish nation. This discovery was announced on April 13th, 1943. And we'll pause here with this hymn of the Polish officers murdered in Katyn Forest, Modlitwa Obozowa. Continuing in the cultural corner of Polonia today, born April 13, 1909, in Lemberg, Poland, now Lwów, Ukraine, Stanisław Ulam, the Polish-American mathematician who assisted in the development of the hydrogen bomb. He also devised the Monte Carlo method widely used for solving mathematical problems using statistical sampling. At age 10, he entered high school in Lwów and began studying physics and astronomy, but was unable to understand Einstein's theory of relativity without mathematics. So at age 14, he began studying mathematics, but went well beyond what he was studying. At age 16, he taught himself calculus. He was a lecturer at Harvard, but continued to commute between Poland and the U.S. In Poland, Ulam found mathematical life to be very intense. Mathematicians saw each other in cafes, such as the Szkocka, the Scottish cafe, where they sat for hours and did mathematics. In 1939, he left Poland about a month before the start of the war, and Ulam was honored by the Society for Industrial and Applied Mathematics, which was founded at Drexel University. The society had office space in the Franklin Institute from 1952 to 1958. And we'll conclude the cultural corner with his oldie, one of the taboo Lwów songs, Tylko w Lwowie.
Niech inni zjadą, gdzie mogą, gdzie chcą, do Wiednia, Paryża, Londynu. A ja się ze Lwowa nie ruszę za próg, za skarby ta skarżmy nie Bóg. Bo gdzie jeszcze ludziom tak dobrze jak tu?
Tylko we Lwowie,
gdzie śpiewem cię tulą i budzą ze snu.
Tylko we Lwowie.
Dziad, tu są za pan brat i każdy ma uśmiech na twarzy.
A panny to ma słodziutkie ten gród,
jak sok, czekolada i miód.
I gdybym się kiedyś urodzić miał znów,
to tylko we Lwowie.
bo szkoda gadania, bo co chcesz, to mów.
A nie ma jak lwów.
Możliwe, że dużo ładniejszych jest miast, lecz Lwów to jest jedyne na świecie. I z niego wyjechać tak gdzieś ja bym mógł, tam mam czy tak skaż mnie Bóg. Bo gdzie jeszcze ludziom tak dobrze jak tu?
Tylko w Lwowie.
Gdzie śpiewem cię tulą i budzą ze snu.
Tylko w Lwowie.
A taste of Poland in Port Richmond, Polka Deli, located conveniently at 2719 East Allegheny Avenue. Kielbasa, fresh meats and cheeses, pierogi, naleśniki, homemade soups, deli sandwiches, desserts, candy, and much, much more. Marek Kucharski and family invite you. Open daily. Phone 215-634-3750. I repeat, 215-634-3750. Polka Deli, a taste of home. Let the Associated Polish Home, conveniently located at 9150 Academy Road, just off I-95 in Northeast Philadelphia, make your life a whole lot easier. Looking for an elegant yet affordable space for your wedding reception, or maybe a special birthday, first communion, or graduation party? Plan your special event in the spacious Belvedere Ballroom, the intimate Vistula Lounge, or maybe an outdoor event in the shady Picnic Grove. Expert catering, full-service bar, professional hardwood dance floor and stage, safe off-street parking. Polish Home has it all. For pricing, availability, or to view the space, email polishhomerental@gmail.com. I repeat, polishhomerental@gmail.com. Hi, this is Debbie Majka, and you're tuned to Polonia Today, here at the multicultural voice of the Greater Delaware Valley, WWDB 860 AM, and the Polish People's University, Polski Uniwersytet Ludowy, invites you to the next talk in the series next Sunday, April 28th at 3 p.m. at the Associated Polish Home. The guest speaker, Father Michael Krzyzewski, the topic, the letters of Jan and Antonina Krzyzewski, who tragically were deported to Auschwitz in 1943. All talks in the Polish language, a coffee and pączki reception follows the talk, and it's all free. And remember, you can listen to Polonia Today podcast anytime by logging onto the web at wwdbam.com, and you can listen live on Sundays at 1:30 p.m. at 8:60 a.m. And as TJ signals me that today's edition is drawing to a close, you'll be listening to Baciari and Siedem Czerwonych Róż. I'm bringing you seven red roses. Till next Sunday at 1:30, do usłyszenia.
Oświadczyć chciałem się. Byłem zbyt młody, więc nie wiedziałem, jak to powiedzieć jej. Długo chodziłem, długo czekałem, zastanawiałem się. Bóg jest z tych kwiatów, tak pomyślałem, i do niej udam się. Przynoszę tobie, moja dziewczyno, siedem czerwonych róż. Powiedz, czy będziesz moją na zawsze już. Przynoszę tobie, moja dziewczyno, siedem czerwonych róż. Powiedz, czy będziesz moją na zawsze już. Się ucieszyło, uśmiechnęło się. Dziewczyna zawsze moją już było i pokochało mnie. Będziemy razem do końca życia, będziemy kochać się. Jesteśmy szczęściem moją miłością, o tobie tylko śnię. Przynoszę tobie, moja dziewczyno, 7 czerwonych róż. Powiedz, czy będziesz moją na zawsze już. Przynoszę tobie, moja dziewczyno, 7 czerwonych róż. Powiedz, czy będziesz moją na zawsze już. Przynoszę tobie, moja dziewczyno, 7 czerwonych róż. Powiedz, czy będziesz moją na zawsze już. Przynoszę tobie, moja dziewczyno, 7 czerwonych róż.